Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, clear skies and mild temperatures are expected across most of Israel. In Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, you can enjoy sunny weather, while Haifa will experience a gentle breeze. It's a perfect day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier today, I-24 News reported that former U.S. President Trump declared total control over the Strait of Hormuz. This follows a Houthi missile strike on a commercial ship off Yemen, killing 6 people. Also, a short time ago, JNS reported that Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Sa'ar spoke with his British counterpart David Miliband. They discussed Hamas disarmament and praised Britain's ban on the IRGC. Also this hour, the Times of Israel noted that the U.S.-controlled Gaza Oversight Panel has avoided specifying Israel's withdrawal to the original ceasefire line. This is part of an effort to advance a new Gaza plan. Separately, Ynet reported that IDF troops fired on a Hamas sniper near the Gaza ceasefire line earlier today. This marks the first use of new rules limiting offensive actions. And finally, from earlier today, The Forward reports Iran has appointed a suspect in the Maya bombing to its National Security Council. Here's what people are saying online. Raylan Givens, a commentator, posted just minutes ago about Trump's remarks. He quoted Trump saying that the U.S. Navy has total control over the Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, Michal Kotler-Wunsch, an Israeli politician, posted that Europe is witnessing a pivotal moment. She commented, "Never again is now." And I-24 News English reported, posting earlier today, that the IDF evacuated an illegal settler outpost in the West Bank after 2 days of riots. Let's go deeper. Starting with the situation in Yemen. I-24 News reported that the missile strike on a commercial vessel resulted in 6 fatalities. The attack underscores ongoing tensions in the region and raises concerns over maritime security in vital shipping lanes. This incident may further complicate diplomatic efforts to stabilize the area. Turning to the diplomatic conversation between Israel and the UK. JNS detailed that Foreign Minister Gideon Sa'ar welcomed Britain's IRGC ban and called for action against Hezbollah financing. This discussion highlights Israel's ongoing efforts to curb regional threats and strengthen international alliances. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel highlighted the ambiguity in the U.S.-controlled Gaza Oversight Panel's stance on Israel's withdrawal to the original ceasefire line. This approach aims to facilitate progress in a complex political environment. The lack of clarity may foster dialogue, but also risks misinterpretation by involved parties. Connecting to the Gaza situation, Ynet's report on the IDF's recent action signals a change in Israel's military engagement policy. The sniper posed an immediate threat, prompting the first strike under new regulations. This action reflects Israel's strategic shift to balance military restraint with security needs. Lastly, The Forward covered Iran's controversial appointment of an Amaya bombing suspect to its National Security Council. This move is likely to strain Iran's international relations further and provoke a strong response from countries affected by past terrorist actions. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reported earlier today that Team 8 has raised $365 million to support AI-native enterprise companies. This funding round indicates a strong investor confidence in Israel's tech innovation landscape. Separately, Tech reviewed Samsung's new foldable phone model released earlier this week. It offers a larger screen in a compact form, appealing to tech enthusiasts despite its high price and limited camera capabilities. And finally, Israel Hayom Business discussed how new financing options are transforming real estate entrepreneurship. The opening of the credit market is creating opportunities beyond giant companies, shifting the industry landscape. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 11 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.